Hello, hello, and welcome back to Mondays with Allie Mae. This episode is called Change. Recently, I was talking to someone, and I heard them say, the only constant is change. And I thought, what? That made no sense. But then if you think about it, the only thing that's constantly happening in our lives is just a lot of change. And I feel like I've heard a lot of people say, I hate change. Change is the worst. Why do things have to change? But the truth is that change is going to happen to all of us. It's something that every single person on this earth experiences. And so it's important to figure out how to allow ourselves to grow when things change. So my hope today is that you can go forward and face change with a lot of hope. So, I just wanted to think about this for a second. What if there never was change? Ever? Like, what if night never turned to day? What if it never stopped being sunny? What if it never stopped raining? What if we never got older? What if we were always hungry? What if things just stayed at a constant our entire lives and there was nothing that we could do to fix it? I think change is one of the greatest blessings after thinking about it in that way. Oftentimes, though, we think of change in such a negative way of like, oh, our life was so good right now. Why did it have to change? Why did my kids have to grow up? Why did my friends have to move away? And looking at change in a way that affects us negatively, makes us sad. And from there, we approach life in a very fearful way, if that makes sense. I remember when I was 9 or 10 years old, my best friend that I grew up with told me that she would be moving away. And it broke me. I remember that from that point on, I kind of stopped like hanging out with her, stopped playing with her at recess, and our relationship just kind of dissolved because I didn't want to have to face the fear of losing someone, and so I decided to just make it happen myself because that was something that I could control. Now, obviously, 9 or 10 year old me was not purposefully doing this, but looking back, I always like wondered why I acted the way that I did. But it's because I think it was the first time that I ever had to deal with change, and I didn't want that to happen because life was so good. Every weekend was spent either at her house or my house, and we would spend the entire weekend together, and then we'd spend every day at school, and the only day we would really spend apart was Sundays. And so thinking about my life without her was really, really scary, and so I ended up pushing her away, and then she moved away, and luckily, later in our lives, we reconnected. But it was interesting to think about how I allowed that change to make me bitter and turned it into a negative thing. How can we make change a positive thing? I think that comes from understanding this concept that change is going to happen all the time and recognizing when change happens daily rather than when these big changes happen and you're like, wait, everything's been the same, whereas, you know, things truly do change every day. And having that mindset that change isn't bad, it's truly an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity for us to find more opportunities. And because my friend moved away, it forced me to make new friends. It forced me to learn about new people. And I learned a lot about myself during that time. I remember not having a very solid friend for the next couple of years, but I was able to be comfortable with who I was because I spent a lot of time with myself. When times come and big waves of change hit us, I think understanding our reaction to this change helps us learn a lot about ourselves. But let's say that I decided to move far away from my family. That would be a really hard change. I could look at it as I have to leave my family. I could look at all the things that I'm leaving behind. Or I could look at the opportunities that are ahead of me. Maybe that's a job opportunity to meet new people, to learn about a new culture, and to see how I become a better person because of the experiences that I have. This kind of mindset allows us to feel positivity among change. And it almost grounds us where the change doesn't hit us as hard as thinking about all the things that we're leaving behind and all the things that are going to change. Rather, thinking about the ways in which we're going to be grounded and grow from the experience. And so, even though we don't see huge, dramatic changes in our lives very frequently, I think that practicing this with the small changes that are still hard for us to work with and figuring out how can I grow from this will allow us to be ready for when those times of big change do hit. Facing it with a growth mindset of how can I learn from this will allow us to change and develop ourselves in a positive way rather than being impacted in a negative way by the change. Even if it was a negative circumstance, we can still grow in a positive way. So I made a worksheet that I think can be very helpful for you in changing to a mindset that craves change and growth. And understanding that change and growth can work hand in hand and they can coexist together to create something beautiful and to create something positive. So I'll link that in the description of this podcast if you want to check it out. That would be so awesome. And as always, if you are struggling to figure out why you are having a hard time handling change or want to figure out how you can fully create and have this mindset in your life, I would encourage you to come and talk with me. My very first call with you is free. And we can talk about how the thoughts and the beliefs that you have about change are what's creating that fear in your life and how we can turn that into a beautiful growth opportunity. So I hope you have the most fabulous day, and I will see you next week on Mondays with Allie Mae.